You're listening to Stateside.
What?
When?
Why? Who?
Where?
How?
I am curious.
This summer, we began our Am I Curious project. Reporters at Michigan Radio are trying to find answers to your questions. A few weeks ago, Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick looked into why so many people from the Middle East immigrated to Dearborn. And we're in the middle of answering our latest winter's question. That's about the status of the aged Enbridge oil pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. But in the meantime, we wanted to give a little love to one of our Am I Curious runners-up. Nick Ochall wanted to know about the origins of the infamous Michigan left turn, the bane of my early driving experience, along with parallel parking. So for the answer, we turn to Joseph Hummer. He's with the College of Engineering at Wayne State University. Hello, Joe. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So the Michigan left turn has a curious history. Tell us about it.
It started actually with streetcars in Detroit. The streetcars needed a wide median in the road to make their way up and down. When the streetcars were being disassembled in the late 1950s, Detroit was left with a lot of streets that were really too wide, that had medians that were too wide, and traffic does not move well at an intersection with a wide median because the left turn traffic tends to lock up with each other, kind of locking up the median opening. So the engineers in Detroit and Michigan Department of Highways in those days thought about what to do about that, and the solution became, let's prohibit left turns in those median openings and reroute those downstream either way to a median opening. So the Michigan left turn grew out of that need to solve a problem that was created by the disappearance of the streetcar lines.
Now, Michigan isn't the only state that used streetcars, but was this, you know, our special snowflake, or did other states come up with the same solution?
The other place that this design appeared was in New Orleans, Louisiana, and that's because they have a lot of streets with canals running down the middle, and so a similar type of street geometry, a different reason, but similar type of street geometry, and they came up with a similar solution. Other states with streetcars and wide medians and the need to remove those streetcars came up with other solutions. This one appears to be the solution for Michigan and for Louisiana.
So if I went to Louisiana, would I still make a Michigan left turn, or at that point, is it a Louisiana left turn? Who gets to claim the name?
Well, we certainly claim the Michigan left turn. They and the rest of the world call this design a median U-turn, and that's fine with most of us.
I think I'm going to stick with the Michigan left turn. It's more fun.
That works for me.
Joe Hummer is with the College of Engineering at Wayne State University. Joe, thanks for bringing us the answer to this question.
Sure, my pleasure.